The following is a 1250 WTMA special presentation.
Hello there, this is John Quincy with another hour of the History of TMA. Our listen back to the legacy of the radio station that's been entertaining and informing Charleston since 1939. 1250 WTMA. This hour, we're time traveling into the recent past, June 15th, 2004, when WTMA commemorated our 65th birthday, and we did so with a remote broadcast from Citadel Mall.
This guy used to work at WTMA, too. He's been all over the country. Now he's in Florida. I talked to him this morning, and he's the very first Billboard Disc Jockey of the Year winner ever. And his name is Jack Gale. Hey, Jack.
Hey, Rocky. How are you?
Oh, we're fine up here. We're out here in the Citadel Mall. They built the mall out in the middle of the swamp when you last seen you were here.
Well, congratulations. 65 years, man.
You know, it just seems like back then, all the way up into the 70s when Keith was on the air, and I was on the air in Chicago in the late 70s, went on the 80s, in the 80s in Chicago, too. Is it my imagination, or it just seemed like more fun to do music radio then than it is now? Or maybe we're just old and we just... cranky? Is that
well, it?
Or did we have fun?
It was more fun, sure.
Oh, it was a totally different ballgame. We look forward to going to work because it was personality radio. I guess you guys have that now with talk radio, but most
That's where it's at now.
Music stations, you don't have any personality radio. I think that went out when the FMs came in, just shut up and play the music because the sound was much better on FM, and I think the personality stayed on AM, and it went all to talk.
And now we got, the FCC fining people like Howard Stern and some other people for, doing wayward things on the air.
Right.
But the fact is, in a little milder sense, we all did weird stuff like that.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
You know?
Every city in those days, you could go Philadelphia, Baltimore, Washington, Chicago, wherever you went, and there was always what we called at that time Top 40, 40 records. All the stations played the same music, but in every city, they had their favorite personality DJ, whoever it was, Gary
Jack, Owens. What could you get away? Listen, you mentioned 1954, 55, and this kind of thing. Well, I got into broadcasting in 54 myself, and I remember well the boss telling me, you can't say H-E-L-L, and you better not say D-A-M-N on the air.
That's correct.
You couldn't, much less anything else, but you couldn't say hell or damn. You couldn't do it on the air.
You couldn't say lousy. You just couldn't do it. I mean, it was unheard of in those days.
But listen, the FCC, he told me the FCC said you couldn't do it. But I was more scared of the boss than I was of the FCC.
Yeah.
Well,
that was back in the days, too, on the old TV shows. Didn't Dick Van Dyke and Mary Tyler Moore sleep in separate
beds right.
with a big lamp set up in the middle of the two of them?
That's exactly right. Twin beds.
And Lucy and Desi.
That's right. Lucy and Desi.
Lucy was on TV, she was not allowed to say the word pregnant, do you remember?
That's correct. I'm with
or even
child.
Refer to it.
Child.
I'm with child. Or, she could make fun of her stomach sticking out and all that because she was physical comedian. But you never heard the word pregnant? Or expecting, right. or anything like that.
But it was like Dan said. It was just so much fun. It was just a ball. It was just a lot of fun. We had commercials there. I don't know if any of your listeners will remember. They'd have to be 90 years old. But we had the commercial with Sonny Goldberg, the King Street singer.
Oh yeah, the King Street singer. You better believe it.
And Sonny would come in, and we would tape five or six commercials for the week. And he would take a pop song or a standard song, and of course he couldn't sing, and he would sing the first two lines of the song, just as horrible as it could be.
Jack, you remember the old King Street Singers theme song? You remember how it used to go? They call me the King Street Singer. I know you did. I sing whenever I'm blue.
Yeah, that's correct. But
what would you remember how it went from then on? I can remember those lines here.
King Street Singer, sing whenever I'm blue, and something. I'll sing, come into the store or something, I'll sing one for you or whatever it was. And we printed up sheet music to that, and Sonny gave them away in the store, and I guess every piano in Charleston had that sheet music on there. And they could play it and sing it. But the best line was that he would sing these two lines, and he'd say, my father says I better stop wasting his money singing on the radio and start telling you about our wonderful bargains, and then he'd say something about our opponents can't sell furniture this low. But it was the worst, and people would call up and say, get that guy off the air, he can't sing. It was the funniest thing ever, especially when you start giving pictures away in the store, like a big star.
Makes you want to go back in time, no matter how young you are. More fun, more innocent time. I mean, you can get more wacky. Nobody really got out of line with the whole thing.
Right,
and, so,
no, Sonny would do his commercial, and he would get... You know, he would spend all this time singing, and he had like 8 seconds to give four specials.
Right.
And he just rolled through them, and you're going to understand what he said.
Yeah. Please drive careful once you get here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Once you get here.
Used to be a guy in Florida. You remember, what was his name? Oh, gosh, you probably know him, Jack. Tires Ain't Purdy. But the guy up in Orlando, Daytona, Tampa area.
Art something. He used to jump on the cars.
Yeah. That's another guy. Alligator Dan. The cars used to roll by. He used to leap off a ladder. They'd roll by with a price tag on the roof.
Art Grindle.
Yeah, it was a $4.95 for a car. He'd jump on the hood and say, there's a dent. Make it $2.95.
Right. We had a lot of fun at TMA. We really did. I used to travel with the North Charleston High School. They used to call them the Cooper River Blue Devils at that time. We went to Bennettsville and Beaufort, Monk's Corner, playing the high schools. It was just a great time over there. And the Folly Beach Pier was a lot of fun. Really was. And they had a store there, Richard's Menswear.
Richard's Menswear.
Yeah, and I still remember I was in the window, and every time somebody bought something or made a purchase, they would cut off part of my clothes. You know, I had like 6 pair of underwear on to make sure in the window that day.
That's kind of like playing strip poker, isn't it, John?
Yeah, beg pardon?
Well, kind of like playing strip poker. You go to a strip poker game, you put a lot of clothes on.
Things are different now, Jack. You can't keep the kids on King Street to keep their clothes on.
Yeah, I guess
walk around half butt naked these days. I tell you what, we got to take a break for news. Keith Nichols is here. Dan Moon is hanging around. Sheriff Al Cannon just walked in case there's trouble, Jack, so hang on.
You're under arrest.
You might finish this show alone.
You're under arrest.
Yeah. This is News Talk 1250, WTMA.
WTMA, Tiger Radio, Mighty TMA.
You know your temperature's rising because you're listening to Rocky.
Better than Marilyn Monroe singing happy birthday, isn't it?
That's pretty good.
That's mama. You got that right. By the way, she just turned about 50. And
careful.
We had a birthday party for you the other day.
Better careful.
And she still looks like she's in her 30s. You've seen her.
I have.
Yeah. WTMA is 65 years old today. That's right. And even though, you know, so that means we all get to collect Social Security now, right?
That's right.
And he must have had about 75 pounds of hair.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what you did in the 70s. And I remember, Jack, and correct me if I'm wrong, Jack, you were on, what was the station in Charlotte, North Carolina?
Oh, Big Ways.
Big Ways in Charlotte, sure.
Yep. 6 years.
And I bet you Keith had one of those polyester suits, too.
Everybody had the silk shirts.
I did not.
I will tell you, I did not. Leisure suits.
I never
in
had
the 70s,
one. Yeah, sponge cloth.
There you go.
The best one was the Levi blue jean color
from
leisure suit.
From Mo Levy's. Had to be.
And listen.
You guys don't remember the Continental suits when the Beatles craze was here, do you?
Oh, yeah.
You know what happened to me with the Beatles?
The Nehru jackets and all that stuff.
I got sent home from second grade for wearing Beatle boots because the teacher said they're bad for your feet. And she was right because they were plastic. I think they came in cereal boxes. And, you know, Beatle boots were the cool thing with the pointed toes on there and all.
That's
I could barely walk in these things, but I was going to wear them because the Beatles did, you know.
That's
those polyester suits, though, were unbelievable. I had the unbelievable colors, but you could walk within about 3 feet of a bush and it would reach out and jerk.
Grab
that suit.
Well, you know where all those suits are now?
Wear those.
You know where all those suits are now, don't you? Yeah. They're on the monorail platform at Disney World. It's the only place you can get polyester, you know?
That's true.
Walmart, where polyester goes to die. But, Al, you were saying we're not under arrest, are we?
No. I am not aware of any outstanding charges against you at this time.
That's good.
We're still working on it, though.
Of course, you know, with the computer, that's changed almost by minute, from 1 minute to the next. There could be a warrant plopped down for you while I'm standing here.
That's another thing, Jack.
I better call in and check in before I leave.
You know, I've got a computer. I can reach in while I'm doing the talk show, while I'm on the air. Usually, we don't do this every day when we're doing news and events. I can basically look up everything and anything I need right there on the computer in front of me in a matter of seconds.
Yeah, Google has become a verb.
Yes, that's right. Google me or email me.
I always said computers are not here to stay. They're just a fad, you know.
Yeah, well, do you remember when computers were supposed to alleviate our paperwork problems?
I remember when radio stations first went to computers and they were like 6 feet high. It looked like a transmitter or something.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, in fact, wasn't it the first computer was at MIT? And they, it was a building. It was a huge building.
Brainiac.
Yeah.
Brainiac.
And they used to go up and down the rows in a shopping cart and replace the tubes as they burned out.
Yeah, that's right.
Up and back.
Big
yeah.
tubes. Great
and
tubes.
And just about any of the scientific handhelds today, yeah. I think, probably got more capacity than
remember the old Gates ones. The old Gates board we had at WTMA on the Orange Grove Road. That was a two-power board. There was no transistor.
Oh, with the big turnpikes.
You betcha.
Yeah.
They all had Gates boards with around volumes, you know.
Absolutely.
Round tops.
Everybody. And then when the first four-track came in, everybody went and looked at it and went, ooh.
Yeah. No, before that, it was eight-track, remember? Remember eight-track?
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember when we played the 16-inch transcriptions. Any of you guys remember that? We had 16-inch turntables, and the transcriptions would come in with, like, six different tracks on them for six different cuts, and you'd play, you know, the commercial would be on a transcription, on a great big 16-inch disc.
There was a, when I worked at WJOL out in Joliet, there was a large turntable that held
was
it.
That, was that inside the prison or outside?
We used to use it to put pizza on. Mm. Because by the time I got there, those things, they weren't being used anymore, but that thing had been sitting there. You know who I once met? The guy who used to work at WROK and ZOK in Rockford. He's the guy who invented the automatic start and stop cart machine.
He made a few bucks.
I think he just, I don't even know if he's still alive anymore, but he was very old back 15, 20 years ago.
We were talking about the Led Zeppelin songs. And there were two songs. There was Stairway to Heaven.
Yeah.
And there was Hey Jude. And you know what you, those were bathroom records. Because they were 7 minutes long.
7 minutes, correct. Right.
Yeah.
And we did, at Waze, we did Hey Jude, and we spliced it two cuts, and it would
there
go 15 minutes.
In fact, how long was Led Zeppelin? I know.
7 minutes and 23 seconds.
No. Al? No, you never was a disc jockey.
There was another one, MacArthur's Park.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Richard Harris. And then Inagata DeVito on the album side from Iron Butterfly was 13 and a half minutes.
You got that album, friends? If you actually have the old record, go look it up. Stairway to Heaven is 7 minutes and 55 seconds long.
Well, you see, when you say Stairway to Heaven, I date myself because I'm thinking of Neil Sedaka at that time.
Oh,
on different songs.
Sure.
By the way, Jack, when you were on the air, and even up to the point where Keith was on the air doing rock and roll, there were regional hits. You remember, if something would be popular in Memphis, it would be popular in Atlanta.
Absolutely.
But it wouldn't run in Chicago.
Right.
I mean, you know.
That's a big mistake with Goldie stations today. They're, you know, whoever schedules it was a hit where he was, but not where he is now. And people say, I never heard of that song. You know.
Well, the Embers were huge here. I mean, the Embers were just huge here and nowhere else.
Yeah.
I mean.
I know when Elvis first started making it. Did he ever come down and visit you when you're on air at any of the stations, Jay?
I never met Elvis. No.
Yeah, no. Never did.
Did Colonel Parker ever come and give you any lewds or anything?
Never met the Colonel either.
Oh, I tell you what, we got to take a break. I want to thank you for talking to us, Jack.
Hey, it's been a pleasure. You know, my life is made of memories.
See, Al.
All right, Rocky.
All right. And, Jack, I'll be talking to you soon. By the way, you can still hear Jack because he's on about 3,000 commercials running around in every section of the country, are you not?
Bless you, sir.
You still do it. You're all over the place. Which one's running down here with you on it? I don't even know which one. I can tell when I hear you, but I don't remember which ones they are.
Well, back and forth, there's some Stokes, I think, a car dealer there.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody in Monk's Corner, Cumbie Chevrolet, I think, and it's hard to remember when you do a lot of them. I work from a studio on the, you know, on the ISDN line, which we can go all over the country with, and I don't have to go anywhere; just sit here and do nothing.
Remember having to put it on a reel and mail it out?
Oh yeah,
I didn't have to splice reel tape.
Yeah, man, I was good. I was a good blade, man. I was a great edit.
That's
man.
Right. That I'm razor blade you. And that thin tape. Yeah,
the, yeah. Things got so quick.
Red marking pencil.
All right.
Yeah, or the yellow one.
Well,
we used to use the yellow one.
I still use cart machines.
You do?
Sure, I do.
I still have carts, and we don't have a cart machine anywhere for me to use them, so they just sit in my house.
Yeah.
I have 300 to 400 of them, and I'm afraid if I toss them out, I'll miss them somehow.
Well, you know, I'm just a dinosaur, man. But I still love the commercials and still love what I'm doing, you know.
All right, thanks for talking to us today, Jack. We'll talk
thanks
to you
so
some
much.
Other time.
Thanks,
all right.
guys. Bye-bye.
All right, this is Radio Free Rocky D at News Talk 1250 WTMA, 65th. Anniversary of WTMA on air. We've been here 65 years.
There's more of our playback of WTMA's 65th anniversary celebration coming up next on the History of TMA.
The History of TMA.
The date was June 15th, 2004. 65 years from the day this radio station officially signed on the air in Charleston. WTMA marked the occasion with a live broadcast from the Citadel Mall.
Radio Free Rocky D broadcasting live from the Citadel Mall for the 65th birthday and or anniversary of WTMA. We went on the air in 1939 on this day. And somebody just walked up and used to work with Jack Gale. Did you see this, Keith?
Yeah,
Keith
1964.
Yeah, 1964. And the look at the tunes on here. This is from the week ending August 22, 1964. I was 7. And
I was 14.
Number one, Under the Boardwalk.
By the Drifters,
and you know, number two was Haunted House. Remember
Most
the Haunted
don't
House,
remember
too?
Haunted House of Gene Simmons.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I just, or something, I'm living in a haunted house, something like that. Mm-hmm. I can't remember how it goes. What? Hang on a second. Turn that up there.
What?
Yeah, I think it's turned off. Good. Turn it on. It's the mute
Q
on.
Q knows.
Yeah.
What?
The mute on.
Q knows.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah, that was Gene Simmons before he joined Kiss. No, it's a different Gene Simmons. I know that.
Okay. Hard Day's Night was number four. Look at that. Wow. Good Lord Almighty, man. Look at him.
Bobby Freeman. There's your one-hit wonder.
Now, here's number, look at number 37 on the top 40 hit list. You can't play that today, can you?
No, you can't.
Yeah, it's Me Japanese Boy.
Bobby Goldsboro. Yeah.
Man.
No.
All of a sudden, we're politically correct now.
And, you know, if you want to look at some old WTMA memorabilia, there's a website that's dedicated to that, WTMAmemories.com. You can go there and listen to old tapes of the radio station. You can listen to old jingles, ID, some of the things that you're hearing on WTMA. See lots of pictures, WTMAmemories.com.
Also, there's a stamp on here. It says McDonald's Hamburgers.
That's where they were giving out. Yeah.
1109 Savannah Highway, South. Okay, right? But it has to say hamburgers next to McDonald's.
Right.
Now you just say McDonald's, right?
Right. Everybody
McDonald's
knows.
Hamburgers.
Right.
All right. Hey, Keith Stafford, thanks for stopping by.
All right. Enjoyed it, guys.
Oh, man.
We've got Bill Evanson on
Bill
the phone.
Evanson is on the phone,
Evanson,
man.
Sorry about that. Yeah, he just
All
dropped
right.
in.
Yeah, and we're going to be also, you know, when you know, obviously, if the current things happen, I got a message. I'm throwing out a message. I'm going to do it right now. You know, Chip Campson's going to be on here. Senate District 43. That's the big race, right?
Yep.
Well, John Kuhn has been throwing some bombs, and he's the current Senate seat holder. And Chip Campson will do the debate on Friday, the debate on our show, this show, Radio Free Rocky D, Friday, from the studio. If John Kuhn comes in and signs this clean campaign pledge, which I have it in front of me. So, John, if you're in the area, come into the mall, and you'll have some, I'll give you some ice cream and a pizza.
I'm just looking over the pledge. Yeah. I pledge to run an honest and positive campaign about the issues confronting the state and District 43 throughout the remainder of the Republican primary runoff. I will not assault my opponent's character, integrity, or family. Yeah. I will not mislead voters with false information.
That's my job.
Well, that's simple enough to sign.
Yeah, and it's pretty simple, and we'll have it here. So if we can get them both together on this, then we'll have a debate on the air on Friday, and that'll be a big deal, and you know, people will be able to make up their mind after that. But WTMA, so John, come on in. WTMA is 65 years old today. We still have some dinners at Sbarro, ice cream from Holy Cow, cake and ice cream cake over here. It's unbelievable how much stuff we got here. And on the phone with us, who's there from the very beginning, I guess, it's it's Bill Evanson. Hey, Bill.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, good. Now, one of the things about Bill is that I noticed from the website, Bill, you were on the Amos and Andy show?
Yeah, I was on a lot of soap operas in Chicago back when I was a kid.
No, I'm from Chicago.
Pardon me?
You know, I'm from Chicago. I was born and raised there.
Well, and you know the area.
Oh, yeah. When they tried to put Amos and Andy back on in the 1980s just for fun, people were screaming and yelling and jumping up and down and cries of racism, all that kind of stuff.
Right.
When it really came down to Amos and Andy was no more stranger or dumber or weirder than the Honeymooners, was it?
No, it really wasn't.
And as a matter of fact, weren't you friends with the guy who played Amos?
Yeah,
your dad?
I was friends with both of them, actually. One of them got me my first job in soap operas. And that was Road of Life, and that lasted for 2 years.
Bill, who were the two actors that played the played Amos and Andy on
Freeman
television?
Freeman Gadsden was the original.
Yeah.
And
was it Gosnell?
Pardon me?
What, was the other guy's last name Gosnell?
Yeah.
Godson. Okay.
Yeah, those were the two guys.
Bill, when did you work out of Charleston, right? You worked out of WTMA.
Yeah, I was there in the 50s.
What years were you on?
I think it was around 55. Jack Gale was the morning man.
Jack Gale.
We just talked to him.
We just had him on a little bit ago.
Well,
yeah.
I told Jack Gale often over the 50 years, he's been my opening act, no matter where we go.
So you guys have been friends for all these years. You guys still talk to each other?
Oh, well, I never talk to him, but he keeps calling me, you know.
That's the way it works. No, so you were the morning guy, and he was your newsman, right?
No, vice versa.
Ah, you were the newsman, he was the morning guy.
Right, yeah. I've always been in the news.
So who got the best zingers in on there?
Well,
because that's the way it worked.
He did
back then.
Because he had more time.
Okay.
You know, I was trapped in with so many minutes on the show.
You were on the 54, 55 years on the air?
Yeah, somewhere in there.
It was somewhere near a while ago.
Yeah.
Where did you go after you left WTMA?
I went with your Channel 2. It was on WSN television. I went over there as their news director.
Bill, did they have the cow over there, Susie, when you were there? Susie Q?
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
right.
You remember
yeah,
that?
Yeah. The elephant.
The elephant. Elephant. Yeah. I mean the elephant, yeah.
Yeah, they had that. He used to throw up. He'd run and get away, break the chain, go across that highway. There was a big gas station over there, and he'd throw the big oil cans all over the place.
Well, you did the news. You did the news. The big story these days is always about the ungodly property taxes people pay here. And, of course, you have the school board going nuts here every other week. I mean, you know, we have a horrible school system here. Everybody's worried about how to fix it. And then, what were the big stories going on back then? What was the big everyday beef going on?
Well, the thing is, we cover the news. We covered a lot of the crime scene. We covered a lot of the frauds, scandals, fires, plane crashes, you name it. We went after the stuff that you wouldn't get, for example, in the News and Courier immediately.
Well, and, that hasn't changed.
We did a lot of
nothing's changed, yeah.
Same yeah, right.
Yeah, nothing's changed at all.
Yeah, but except this.
We did a little out of radio documentaries, too.
Which studio did you operate out of now? Dock Street?
Yeah, right. Where the Dock Street Theater was.
Okay, here's a question.
Yeah.
How in the world did you find a parking spot by the Dock Street Theater? You can't now.
Well, actually, I used to have to get there around 4:30 in the morning, and I had a cab bring me in.
Well, that wouldn't work either now.
And yeah. You know what you'd pay for a cab nowadays? Well, how far did you have to travel in, Bill?
Well, I had a home up there and right the other side of the Citadel.
Oh, well, you weren't far away then.
No.
You were close by. Yeah, okay. Well, the cab didn't cost you too much in those days, I guess.
Not much, and I had a working arrangement. The guy used to come in and bang on the window so I'd wake up, and I'd struggle and get in the cab, and away we'd go.
Have you been to the WTMA memory site? I gave you the website there.
There's no, great, I haven't yet.
Great, some great pictures on here, and you're mentioned in there. And also, by the way, I thought I'd tell you, you were talking about the airport and the plane crashes and things you covered.
Right.
I just want to let you know it's $8 a day to park at the airport now.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice.
Probably was free back then.
Oh, boy. Well, it's changed.
Well, when you were on there doing the news, what kind of tunes were they playing back then? Do you remember?
Oh, Lord, I don't know. We had to... I really don't know. Jack could fill you in on that right up to the nth degree.
Oh, he was talking all about it. Now, you went on to do some television shows
in the beginning.
Yeah.
Pardon me?
You ran into, drunken clowns and kid-hating kid shows. And
right. Well, when I left there, of course, Jack and I then worked in Baltimore for a while, too. And then I left the Baltimore station and went with a network. And then I got involved with the old Perry Como show and a lot of top shows.
What'd you do? Sing backup for Perry, Bill?
No. No, actually, I was doing some of the directing for it.
Tell me about the TV evangelist that was doing secret bookie numbers on the.
Well, that was Aaron Charleston.
Okay, who was it?
I forget the guy's name, but he had a whole chorus with him, and his wife was on it. And he used to give the every Sunday, and he would give the we're going to sing hymn 97 on pages 42 and 35 and episode 610, and he'd give all these numbers out. And then we found out that he was selling numbers and doing a number bit.
He was talking
and that
to
was
his
way of getting it across.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious.
And I had a guy on one time, one of the first jobs you get in television is you produce or direct a religious show. And I had a guy on one day, one Sunday, and then they gave me one camera. And the guy, it was a hot day, the lights were murder. Yeah. He would look down, then he'd look up, and his right eye would be going straight up in the air. The next time, he'd be going straight over to the left. It turned out he had a glass eye.
Oh, no.
And the perspiration would make it spin.
What?
Yeah, I only had one camera, and I couldn't do anything about it. But anyhow, we had a lot of fun in Charleston. We had a tremendous time there. And Jack and I loved it.
Bill, that reminds me of old Channel 2 television. You mentioned WUSN Channel 2.
Right.
I worked over there, too, as news director many years ago. And we had a cameraman who's now deceased. I won't mention his name because his family may still live around here. But this was a guy. He was a big guy. He was very much overweight. And he had this sleep disease, sleep apnea.
Oh, narcolepsy, whatever you call it.
And he was a cameraman. This was the old black and white camera, those big monstrous black and white cameras.
Ones.
Yeah, the big ones. And he would be holding the handle behind the camera, trained on me doing the news.
Yeah.
And I looked up one night, and the lens on the camera is starting to point toward the ceiling. And what had happened? He had fallen asleep with his elbow on the on the camera handle, and as his body became to rest on the handle, the front of the camera, the lens started going in there. So I stood up, but I could only stand up so high. Till finally, it just went a shot of the ceiling. You know, that was it. You know, so I had to run around, get the guy off the camera and take it over. You know, it was.
That still happens today, by the way. I gotta tell you,
is Jay Mullen still around?
Jay Mullen passed away recently.
Oh, he did.
Yeah. I'm almost positive. Yeah, I already did. I knew Jay for many, many years. How'd you know Jay?
Jay and I worked for a while together at TMA.
Yeah, okay. He was at TMA for a while. Yeah.
You one of the guys, Bill, that used to grab the microphone back there in the late 50s and run out in the street with the hat with the word press on the front and all that, and with the papers chasing behind you? That's like that. You see, that's the vision I get of a 1950s news reporter.
From what you see
in the flying saucer movies, you know?
Yeah, no, we really didn't do that. But I'll tell you a funny story about Jay Mullen.
Yeah?
Jay Mullen was a very good actor.
I heard that.
An awful lot of character roles and accents. And there was a guy by the name of Bill Otis. And I think it was during the Korean War. He was an AP photographer, or writer, rather. And he had been taken prisoner. And he was, I guess, in prison for about a year. And he escaped. So when he got back in the States, he wrote a series of articles of the Bill Otis story. And it was run on Thursday nights on the AP wire, and, it was a very interesting topic. So I said to Jay one time, listen, you do all these accents. Why don't I write this stuff into a script form, and we'll do this as a series, 8-week series.
Yeah, what do you say?
And he said, great. So I wrote the thing, and we would record it. He did all the accents, and he did the guards that were questioning and interrogating him, and, we did the whole story. And we had a sponsor. I think it was the furniture store down there.
Sonny Goldberg was.
Sonny Goldberg, yeah.
How about that? Yeah.
Yeah, we had Sonny's company, Goldberg.
The old King Street singer, you tell.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's him.
Yeah, Jack was
talking
about it.
And he said he would do it for 8 weeks. And everything was going fine, and we built up quite an audience. Everybody was interested in. Well, come the Wednesday, used to come in on Thursday, rather, and then we would do it on Friday. I went in the newsroom on Thursday. I looked around, and there was no 8th episode.
Yeah.
And what had happened, the damn people, they'd gone on strike, union strike. So we never did get the 8th episode, the ending of the story.
Jay was quite a character.
Hang on, guys. We got to take a break here before Donna gets on the mic and yells at me.
Yeah, sure.
We'll have more of the playback of WTMA's 65th anniversary live broadcast straight ahead on the History of TMA.
The History of TMA.
Thanks for spending part of your day with this special WTMA broadcast as we recall just a little bit of our multi-decade legacy. Now let's return to the replay of our 65th anniversary remote with Rocky D.
It's the 65th anniversary of WTMA, and Dan Moon is here with us in person here. And we couldn't do this without Dan Moon. And Bill Evenson's on the phone with you. Still with us, Bill?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay. I want to ask Dan something, Bill. And this will be for your edification, too. Thing is that for WTMA for the longest time was known as a contemporary music station, a rock station. You know what I mean? Rock and roll. Keith Nichols was here, rock and roll with his long hair from the 70s. Bill, how'd it go?
After you guys left shortly thereafter, back in the early 60s and on into the mid and late 60s, TMA became Tiger Radio, the mighty TMA, Top 40 Radio. And people call that the heyday of TMA. I don't know whether it really was or not. It may have been back when you guys were there. I'm not sure. But there's a lot of history associated with this this radio station. I was just telling Rocky, AM radio almost died for a long time, sure. When FM came in. And the saving grace, I think, for AM radio was talk radio. If it hadn't been for talk radio, I don't think the AM band would have been saved, or it would have taken a lot more time to do it, I think. But talk radio was the savior, and when I got into talk radio, it was 1989, and I didn't believe in it. I said, it's not going to work. But in 89, we switched TMA, June 1st of 89, we switched it over to a talk format. And then we had a thing called Hurricane Hugo, Rocky, come through in September of 89.
Yeah.
Devastated the low country. I mean, just tore us apart. And for weeks and weeks and weeks, no electricity. And there was TMA to serve the public. I think TMA as a talk station would have made it. But because of that hurricane rumbling through and most of our competition being knocked off the air, we made it. And it was an instant rating getter, so to speak.
Sure.
And then about a year or so later, we had the Persian Gulf War come along.
Yeah,
Gulf War I,
right.
And everybody was eager for the updates every day from Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, and all the latest Scud missile attacks, and they wanted to know what was going on. And so they were tuning into TMA. But those two incidents right there really put it on the map, and it's just gone crazy ever since then.
And then, of course, 10 years later, first of all, Rush Limbaugh began to do his thing on talk radio, and people said it wouldn't, and I often said way back when, that, every AM station out there ought to give Rush Limbaugh a dollar and a Christmas card.
Well, he started in 88, and we put the last part of 88, and we put TMA Talk Radio on the air in June of 89. And so he was still young, too, so he's kind of grown with it. And, of course, Limbaugh's he's still on the air and still going strong, too.
Bill?
Yeah. And what now, Bill?
What'd you say, Bill?
I said that's a good history.
Yeah, the thing is that... And then, when I was on here in Tampa in 1999, I was down there, you were up here.
Right. Yeah, that's
they
right.
They kept telling me, stop scaring people saying we're going to get attacked by terrorists. That's what they were saying to me down there. Because we were talking about the 1994 basement hit of the World Trade Center. I actually have a videotape of me looking up at the thing going, wow, what a target.
Right.
Never thought in the world this would happen. And when things happen like that, I'm not saying that disaster is talk radio's best friend, but you know what? When things go bad, now people turn on the AM band and look for someone in the community to talk to them.
That's right.
That's what they did.
One of the things I did for about 10 years, a little over 10 years, I had an 11 o'clock show, 11 p.m., for the network out of Washington, and I was covering the White House for 10 years, and all these catastrophes that took place in one thing or another fed whatever we were writing about. And it was just around the country. Everybody was... They go to radio for that.
Yeah.
Yep. Bill, I want to thank you for talking to us. We got to go into news here.
No problem.
We'll talk to you. We'll talk to you another time. And I got your number on file, so you can't hide from me now.
Okay.
You left
the
movie.
Happy anniversary to 65, your TMA listeners.
Thanks, Bill.
Take care.
We'll see you now. Hey, Dan, thanks for coming in.
I was glad to do it, Rocky.
We couldn't do the 65th without you.
Well, still going strong, just on another station, but still going strong. And I love talk radio, and I do have an affinity for this station here too, my friend. I sure do.
Anytime you want to come back, let me know.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
That boss is over there looking at me. He's like, forget it. I'll eat pizza and ignore him that he ever said that.
Well, I'm just glad I'm able to still do radio. I don't know what I do without radio. I don't know what I'd do without it. This business is infectious. It must be. I've been doing it for 50 years.
Well, I'm kind of infectious, and you're sitting next to me, so.
Thanks
for coming in, Dan. All
glad
right.
to do it, my friend.
All right, the 65th 65th birthday and or anniversary. I almost said wedding anniversary. For WTMA is today. It's kind of like me and Mary did a business, isn't it?
News Talk 1250 WTMA.
Oh, mama. Dan Moon has left the building. Oh, no. He made a stop at Sbarro's for a hunk of pizza first. Tell me if you see Elvis over there. All right. Man, WTMA is 65 years old today, and although it says, well, good God, you apply, you're good for Social Security now. The thing is about WTMA is every day it's new. And who do you got in front of you, John? Let me turn that back on here. Go ahead. All right.
You know, one of the things about WTMA's history, especially in the old days, they had Man in the Street programs where a guy would take a microphone out into the street and just talk to the general populace and find out what's on their mind, kind of like a precursor to talk radio. I have a lady here that we've met. I'm the man in the mall today.
Yeah.
And she grew up listening to WTMA. And your name again is?
Terry.
I would guess you probably listened to WTMA maybe in the 70s?
60s and 70s.
What do you remember about WTMA?
I remember listening to Top 40. I remember Booby Nash. I have very fond memories of secretly turning on my radio after bedtime and listening to that Top 40 after hours. And one particular song I remember is Jeremiah Was a Bullfrog.
Oh
yeah, Three Dog Night, 1971. Yeah, great song. So what high school did you go to?
Middleton High School.
And you graduated in?
1976.
And I guess that was a station that WTMA, everybody listened to WTMA in that school?
Yes, we did.
Some things never change. It is the station.
You know what used to happen back then, too? I did this when I was on the air at Q101 in Chicago. They sent me to high schools all the time. Did the disc jockeys come to the high school all the time, hold big events all the time, clapping and stomping and all that stuff?
Thanks, Terry. Thanks for stopping by and sharing your WTMA memories. By the way, I want to plug our website again for WTMA memories, WTMAmemories.com. You can go and leave your thoughts there. Also see pictures of old WTMA disc jockeys and listen to old what we call air checks recordings of WTMA as far back as like 1958. I think we've got one
on
there.
Well, in that case, is Buddy Charles on the phone with us, Donna?
Great segue. We've got Buddy Charles on the phone.
Hey, Buddy, how are you? Buddy, are you with us?
I'm with you. Can you hear me?
Oh yeah. What are you, young gal here? Once upon a time was a young gal. Anyway, he says sit under her covers with the flashlight and the radio and listen to Buddy Charles rocking on WTMA. Now, when were you on?
Well, it was in started in 1954, 54, 55, 56, and 57.
Okay, you were a teenager when you were doing this, weren't you? Yourself?
I was 15, and every once in a while, I'd come in rather than say WTMA, I'd say, this is the mouth of the South.
Don't be nervous. Don't be rocky. You're a teenage guest, Chucky. No, remember that bit. Yeah. What kind of tunes are you playing? But you were on the air before the Beatles hit now, see? For me, rock, go ahead.
It was Fats Domino and Ain't It a Shame and Elvis Presley and Heartbreak Hotel.
Where did you hang out when you were down there? Where's a teenage disc jockey go now? You must have been like, you know, heartthrob girlies all over the place, you know,
well,
Bobby Soxers and all that stuff.
Yeah, I used to broadcast from a sky booth on top of the patio drive-in, which was located between Spring Street and Cannon in those days.
Well, come on, man. How old were you then? 16? 17?
16, right.
Oh, man, you must have been a hit.
Well, I think so, maybe.
Come on, tell me some stuff. I'm digging for dirt here, buddy.
Yeah, what did people in your high school think about you? Yeah. I mean, did all the girls know that you were the Buddy Charles from WTMA?
As time went by, they did. Of course, that's not my real name. In school, I went under the name of Charles Gassett.
And you went to the Citadel.
Went to the Citadel 1957 through 61.
Mm-hmm. Man. Well, when you were down here hanging out, where did you go? Remember the hangouts down here?
Well, as I said, there was the patio drive-in. There was the Kate's drive-in. There were drive-in movies on both sides of the rivers, the Ashley and the Cooper.
Uh-huh.
Of course, I guess the reason that they hired me was because I could say Cooper rather than Cuppa.
And now we're the other way around. Cousin Arthur Ravenel came in. Arthur Ravenel just retired this year from the Senate. After all these years, and he's the one that taught me how to say cuppa.
Taught you how to say cuppa. Well, there used to be a newspaper writer. You know, we bought, I wasn't involved in the buying, but Chuck Smith bought WTMA from the Charleston Post Courier bunch, and there was a writer there called Lord Ashley.
Ashley Cooper, ran
they
for many
still
years.
Around, right. And they had a dictionary on the Geechee language.
Oh, gosh. We had a lady, a basket lady in like that for a while ago. I couldn't understand a thing she was saying.
Well, you used to say, I got a lit, did it, down with a get to throw brick pots at the bottle ships.
And I'd say, uh-huh, me too. That's what I figured out with the ladies down there on Market Street. What I just do is go, uh-huh, yeah. I get real excited about what they're saying, and pretty soon I'm buying a $200 basket. I'm like, what? So, back in 1961, what was the bit, you know, 68, whenever you were here, or 58?
Right.
What was the big issue? What was the big burning issue? Was it Elvis coming on?
Political issue or musical
music
issue?
Music issue, political issue. What was going on?
I guess it was we were playing records that most of the parents were not interested in their children listening to.
That's what I'm getting to here.
Right. We did a show called A Hound Dog. You know, Hound Dogs, here we go, rocking and rolling with Fats Domino.
Oh, man, you've got the touch still.
Yeah, you're hired. We need a weekender.
You can put him on 95SX.
Right.
Of course, now things are a little different. We have 8 radio stations in one building now, buddy.
Well, I can hardly keep up with one.
Yeah.
One man, one station.
I'll tell you what. When was the last time you were back in Charleston?
Oh, about 3 or 4 years ago.
Big changes now, huh?
A lot of changes. Wait,
wait to see the new bridge we're building.
Yeah,
and naming it after Cousin Arthur, as a matter of fact, now that I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, the roller coasters. The roller coaster bridge, yeah.
Well, basically, if you sail underneath the old bridge and look at it from underneath, yeah, you wouldn't drive on top of it anymore. Yeah, it's pretty ugly underneath there. Hey, buddy, I want to thank you for talking to us for a short time here. And you come on down to Charleston, man. Jump in the studio with me someday.
Will do.
And, buddy, thanks a lot for all the stuff you put on WTMAMemories.com. We really appreciate that.
Right, and thank you, and happy birthday to WTMA.
There's more of our June 15th, 2004, 65th anniversary celebration on the history of TMA, coming up in moments. This is John Quincy.
The history of TMA.
WTMA.
One more time, here's a little vintage radio-free Rocky D, recorded during our 65th anniversary broadcast from Citadel Mall.
All right, this is a WTMA 65th birthday, and from the Charleston Mercury, the other paper, the one with the real stuff in it, David Farrow is here. You got some stuff about WTMA in your paper now?
I'm sure we do, Rocky. We always talk about WTMA because it's still Tiger Raider on our hearts. Actually, you know, I want to say one thing. If you were listening the week of August 22nd, 1964, do you know what the pick hit was?
No, what was it?
It was Candy to Me by Eddie Holland. And ladies and gentlemen, you can win a copy of this week's pick hit. Send a postcard with your name and address to pick hit. WTMA Charleston. 3 copies are given away each day.
Look at the stamp
3 to 6.
Here.
Oh, yeah.
It says
McDonald's hamburgers.
Hamburgers.
No kidding.
Yeah. Differentiating it from the other McDonald's, which doesn't sell hamburgers somewhere, I'm guessing.
Right. The chicken hamburgers.
Yeah.
The reason I wanted to come on was last year I also write a column for the Post and Courier called Do You Know Your Charleston? Mm. And we got on this whole WTMA thing, and it was so much fun. And I still, by the way, guys, I still write the column and still send me this stuff, okay? WTMA wants it too. But I think the wildest thing I heard people talk about, and I didn't believe it at first, I had to confirm it, was apparently when you dial the hit line, and it was busy, all the teenagers, and somebody correct me if I'm wrong, but all the teenagers in Charleston from all the different schools who didn't know each other would get on the same request line, and it was like the internet. They all sat around and talked to each other.
It's kind of like a chat room. Kind of like during the commercial.
Yeah, like a chat room, exactly.
Kind of like during the commercial of the Johnny Carson show in the 70s. They know when there was a commercial on with the Carson show because the water pressure in California would drop. That's exactly. Hey, David, thanks
you
for stopping by.
That out.
WTMA, 65 years old today. This is News Talk 1250, WTMA.
We hope you've enjoyed hearing the replay of WTMA's 65th anniversary broadcast from Citadel Mall. I'm John Quincy. And if you'd like to find out more about WTMA's history, check out this website, WTMAMemories.com. There you can download rare audio recordings, view photos of past personalities in studios, and find out what we've been doing since 1939. That's WTMAMemories.com. And keep it locked on the radio station that continues to make history in Charleston, as well as report it. 1250 WTMA.